I want to talk to you today. Last Sunday, we had the children, the nursery and all. Didn't they do a good job?
Amen.
Thank Brother Tim, Miss Kelly, Miss May, Miss Kathy, and others, all that participated in getting the play together to represent the birth of Christ. And that was the greatest gift God gave to the world. And that's why we celebrated last Sunday. Last Tuesday, actually. We did the play Sunday, but Christmas was Tuesday of last week. And that's why we celebrate it, because of God's gift to us, the world, and we are so grateful. So we want to, I guess I need to dismiss the children and everything, but I want to talk about some learning about spiritual things. It's a learning to live in the realm of the supernatural. That's what I want to talk about. Amen. Amen. I guess everybody's staying put. Praise God. Hallelujah. Open your Bible with us and you can go ahead and put the scripture up. 1 Corinthians 5:17. Everybody know that one by heart. I say everybody, most of us do. Second Corinthians 5:17. And I'm going to read this in the King James, then I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. That is what? 2 Corinthians 5:17. So it says in 1 Corinthians 5:17 in the King James, therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is what? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? Okay. Let me get to a scripture here. Come on. Now we're talking about learning how to live in the realm of the supernatural. All right? Listen what the Passion Translation says about this verse. Now, if anyone is enfolded in Christ, he has become an entirely new creature. What has become? Entirely. Watch it. All that is related to the old has what? All that is related to the old has vanished. Behold, everything is what? All right. I got a Got a little footnote. Footnote here I'm gonna read to you. We're gonna take this particular verse apart and look at some things. We're gonna talk about how to live in this realm. So much has been missing and lost in our lives in the realm of the spirit. And we pass right by it, walking in the natural. And then only later on down the road of life, we start crying because we are running to a wall. We took a turn that we weren't supposed to take, ran into a dead end. And we are stuck with something that we didn't want and don't know how to get unstuck. And the Lord said, He said, tell them this way. He said, I am telling them who they are. Believe me, like, in the natural, I will walk up to you and I will call your name out. I'm going to use Sarah for an example. Sarah, here's $500 for you. Sarah won't say, well, I don't know. That may be true, it may not be true. I don't know if I'm going to fool with that. Just walk off. You ain't going to get Sarah to do that. And I believe Sarah got a whole bunch of friends in here will do the same thing. Am I right or wrong? He said, stop treating my word, what I've said to you, like it's not true. I'll say it again. He said, stop treating my word like I'm lying. I told you, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What did he say? I need y'all to repeat this back to me. What did he say? If any man, you can say woman, boy, girl. Be where? In Christ, he is. You notice what he didn't say? He's trying to become one. He's working on becoming one. He said, if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Now he said, now tell him, okay, Lord. He said, you got two things to deal with, two main things, really three, but two you got to deal with, the mindset and the flesh. Because when you got born again, you became a new creature. So listen to the footnotes here of this particular verse. This world includes this would include our old identity. Talking about old things that passed away.